Thank you for calling in. How can I help?
Hello, it's Chris Shannon speaking. I was just talking to Muhammad earlier about setting up a modem.
You're speaking to Muhammad, okay?
Oh, I am. How are you, mate?
No, no, my name is not Muhammad. My name is Abhi, A-B-H-I.
Oh, right, yeah, sorry.
Okay,
yes.
Tell me, how can I help?
Yeah, just regarding setting up this modem. Muhammad said to give you the call. It's a new setup.
Okay, is your service active? Did you get any confirmation?
Yes, I've got the paperwork here in front of me.
Okay, the modem, is it supplied by us or it's your own modem?
No, supplied by you.
Okay, can you plug in the modem?
Not yet, because it says do not plug it in until the DSL cable is plugged in. So, I've got the one port in. On the back of the old modem, I have...
No. Have you powered on the new modem first?
No, not yet.
So power on the new modem first?
Well, does it say? It says here to set up the modem. Please power on the modem after the DSL cable is plugged in.
No, nothing like that. You have a fixed wireless connection. You have an NBN box, right, on site?
Yes, correct.
So from the NBN box, there's a cable that's coming in that you need to plug it to the WAN port, W-A-N,
yes.
WAN.
Yes, got that one.
Plug it into the WAN port first.
Yes. Yep, done.
Now power on the modem.
But out of our other NBN box that's on the roof, I've got two more wires. One is in
the
old...
The cable that's coming to your old modem, just unplug from the back of the old modem and plug it to the WAN port of the new modem.
Yep, we've got that. But on the old one still, we've still got a LAN, L-A-N 1, and we've got a 2. Another cable coming out of there, which is a 2, which must go to our Wi-Fi extender.
Right, and LAN 1, I believe your computer or something is connected.
No, LAN 1 comes from the roof.
So what is connected to LAN 1?
Cable, actually, it might run up into, it just comes up from the outside, so maybe it is, maybe it does. So can I connect that into LAN, can I put that into 1 on the back of the modem, new modem?
No, first connect the WAN port and power on the modem and first let the service go online.
Yep. How many
lights you see in the front of the new modem?
3, 4. We have power.
What is the name of the lights? Power?
Yeah, we have power, internet. We have 2.4, Wi-Fi, 5 Wi-Fi, and 1, W-A-N.
Wonderful. I can see your service is now online. Can you connect to the Wi-Fi? Do you see the network name called M-Phone and M-Phone 5G? Two network name has come up. On your mobile, if you go to settings and go to Wi-Fi, you will find two network name. One is M-Phone, the second one is M-Phone 5G.
Correct.
So you can connect to M-Phone 5G and use the password that we have sent in a paper, 9623-3333.
9623-3333. Connected? Yep.
Fantastic. That means you are online with us now.
Alright, yeah, awesome. Awesome. So on the back of this modem, can I put in, so if I've got a computer plugged in, can I put that LAN?
Yeah, unplug it from the old modem and plug it to the LAN one of the new modem.
Which one's LAN one? Is that Ethernet one? There is no LAN on the back of this one. I've got telephone 1-2 DSL, and I've got Ethernet 1-2-3-4.
Yeah, 1-1. Plug it to one. Ethernet 1. Yeah.
Ethernet 1. Yep. And the other one is connected to number 2 that goes up to our Wi-Fi extender. Which one do I put that in?
In 2.
In 2?
Yeah. But you have to change the settings in the Wi-Fi extender, because your Wi-Fi extender is configured for the old modem. You have to configure it with the new modem.
Okay. Wi-Fi extender. How do I do that one? I'll have to read that one up. How to do that one?
What exactly you want to do?
Just how do I reconfigure that to the Wi-Fi extender?
You can simply check the model number of the Wi-Fi extender and put it in YouTube and check a relevant video and configure the Wi-Fi extender.
Right, yeah, I'll do that.
And do not forget to call your previous supplier and ask them to send you the final bill.
Yes, right, yeah, shall do.
You need to do that today only, because right now your service is active, live and tolling with us.
Mm-hmm, okay. Yep, no, I'll call Telstra right now. I'll do. I'll have a think. I'll get up a last. Big service. No time required. But I shall give him a call and I'll we'll tell him it's no longer required.
Correct, you need to call them.
Yep, shall do.
So, you have any further questions for me?
No, that is it. Thank you very much.
Okay, so just to let you know that you called in after receiving our new modem from Melbourne Phone Company. I have helped you configure the new modem. Your service is online, your Wi-Fi is online. Your service is working fine. Now you have to call Telstra requesting them to send you a final bill.
Yep,
right?
Shall do. Yep, correct.
You have any questions, you can ask me while I'm on the line.
No, that's it. Thank you very much for that.
Welcome. Thank you for your
awesome.
Time.
You too. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
This account is under the name Kylie Shannon, right?
Yes, correct.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so she'll be home soon, so she'll have to ring up and cancel it.
No. Yeah, ask her to call Telstra and cancel.
Yeah, shall do.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your time.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.